Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, Kristen, let's talk about this date night in which you got yourself a win.
I did. I am so proud of myself. There are things as you get older, maybe it's the DGAF, or you've just ran out of Fs, whatever it is. It's really enjoyable. So my husband and I had a date night Saturday night for the first time in forever. It was long overdue. So I made us some reservations. They were early, by the way. As I was looking out the restaurant, I was like, now granted, I do have grays, but I get them colored and covered up. And I'm looking out the room and I'm like, well, we are here for the early bird special, man. This is a little bit of an older crowd. So my husband and I, we go out, we have a lovely dinner, and then I'm looking at the clock and I'm like, babe, it's not even 8 o'clock. Like, we can't go home. Mm. Like, that's not even worth it for the babysitter. Like, that wasn't even worth her drive. I'm like, let's go get it, like, a nightcap.
It's so funny. Amanda and I had a similar story that I told these guys about yesterday.
Oh, shut up.
And Molly and Joel had a similar story. We were all out at the same time, and we all came home early.
So it's like, it's not even 8 o'clock yet. We're getting a check. And I'm like, all right, let's go to a bar and get a drink. So we go to another location, go to the bar, sit down. Now, mind you, this bar isn't packed, all right? It's about like half full, but it's a tighter space, so it's a little bit loud. And again, it's like 8 o'clock, so it's not super late. Nobody's like wasted or anything like that. And I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting next to my husband, having a conversation with him. And there is a couple sitting right next to us, and this couple, obviously together, decide to have a phone conversation and FaceTime somebody. So they're sitting at the bar, the two of them FaceTiming somebody. And again, it's not like super crowded, but it's still loud. Mm-hmm. And so they're screaming. Like, they're basically, okay, screaming is an exaggeration, Kristen, dial
it
back.
It feels like screaming. Yeah.
They're like, they're talking very loudly to the phone, and the phone is talking very loudly to them, to the point where she has to put it up to her ear to hear what the person is saying, but they're FaceTiming, right? So I'm sitting there having this conversation with my husband, and it's well documented, like, my misophonia. When I hear like a noise or something like that, I get fixated on it. And also, perimenopause rage is real. So I am trying to stay in the moment with my date with my husband. But this like FaceTime next to me is driving me crazy. And I'm like, I can sit here and let this continue to eat at me. I gave them like a 5 minute grace period to see if they had anything important to talk about. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to say something. So I turned around and I gently tapped her on the arm, and I y'all, this is the key. And I go, hey, would you all mind please turning your phone off speakerphone? I'd really appreciate it. And then just turn right back around, just like that. And the look on her face, she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. And they immediately got off the phone. And I'm like, just like that.
That could have gone sideways. Yes, so badly.
You think so?
Yeah.
It could have.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't think it could have gone sideways.
How would it have gone sideways?
Well, I'm with you.
It's so rude to have your phone on speakerphone at a public place.
I wouldn't have said anything, but as far as the response goes, she could take that so personally, and it really could have turned.
It's common sense, and it's common courtesy. And y'all, I mean, I was so nice. And I'm not saying like I was snarky nice. Or uh-huh. I was genuinely like, hey, would you all mind like taking the, I didn't tell him to hang up the phone. I said, could you just take the phone off speakerphone? I'd appreciate it. And went right back. And she was like very like, oh my gosh, yes, blah, blah, blah. And like went right off. How is it going to blow up?
Some people like when Bert gave the example of trying to help the guy in the store with the meds, you thought you were doing something good. Like, mm-hmm. sometimes people are just in a place in their own world, and there was nothing wrong with what you were asking, but I could just see how somebody in that moment would kind of feel like, mind your business. Who are you to tell me what to do? And then they go in a whole different direction, even though it wasn't your fault.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't mind my business because your business is all up in my ear because you got your phone on speakerphone.
Let me ask you something about your date night real quick.
Yes.
Because it was relayed back to me by Amanda. Did she ask you like on Wednesday or Thursday to go for all four of us to go hang out? And you said, yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah. She did that. We have a group text of some couples and she hit everybody up. And then I was like, yeah, I'm free. And we got a sitter because we had already had a date night schedule. Yeah. I'm like, we have reservations here, but if you want to go, because she wanted to go somewhere else. And so then the conversation just died. Like, and so I hit her up individually and I'm like, yo, do we need to change our reservations at Yabo or are we going to go to Del Bar? And that's when she was like, yeah, that was extrovert me. And I don't even run this by Bert. And I hit her back and I go, I do this kind of S all the time. Uh-huh. Like extrovert you wants to have a big group go out. And then you sit on it and you're like, no, I really just need a one-on-one date with my man. So I told her, I'm like, dude, no worries. Go have a fun date night with Bert, and then Bart and I will continue on our date night.
That's exactly how she relayed it to me, and I admire her so much because once I would have committed to the date, I would have gone for it, but I have been that guy so many times. It's ambitious. Let's all go hang out. Yeah. We hardly have any time. And by the way, like I said, all three couples that usually hang out, we're doing our own things that night. And when we have that time, we usually all hang out. So the fact that she was feeling it one night, yes, let's all go. And then wasn't and said, yeah, that was the extrovert in me. I really don't want to do that now that the time has come. I wouldn't have had the guts to do.
I took zero offense to it because I have been there, done that. And I'm like, I totally get it. You go have yourself. And she didn't even have to ask. Like she just like, oh, that was extrovert me, blah, 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 blah. And I hit her back and I'm like, girl, go have yourself a solo date night with your man and I will go have a solo date night with mine and all is good with the world.
I love when people get the hint. When they give you the offer so you don't have to feel bad about it. Yeah, that's the best. I love that.
I'm like, now I don't have to change reservations and we're good. Which, by the way, Abby, I don't know what it is now. I'm on my date night. And I am on the hunt for you, for a man.
Oh, yeah, because Kristen's really good at this.
No, I'm not. her track record
it's
is
just terrible.
Tell her now. Zero and zero.
Tell her now. Do not. I don't need your help.
I'm not even worth it. Trying to be matchmaker. I don't have a dude, but I notice my surroundings. I'm a very observant person, right? So Bart and I went to Yabo in East Andrews. Haven't been to that location. So, and they've been there a minute. I was there at Lucy's Market. I'm like, oh, Yabo's here now, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, scheduled us a date night there. So we're sitting in the restaurant because it's hot as balls outside. So you can't sit on the patio. And I have a bird's eye view of the bar, right? And it's a really cute spot. And I'm just watching everybody come in and out. You know, and I am paying attention to my husband. Don't think I'm not.
But that's where I was going to go.
but the caliber of dude, like corporate bros, sitting finance bros
at Yabo,
sitting at the bar at Yabo. Because mind you, again, we did an early date night. So it's kind of like maybe a pregame for wherever they're going to go from there. But as I sat there and watched, there was a whole gaggle of dudes like on the corner of the bar or whatever hanging out. And I'm like, Heavy needs to know about this place.
No, it's funny that you mentioned that because I've been to Yabo with that exact mission.
Yes.
And for whatever night, the night me and my friend went, it was all like blue haired granny. So I think it really just, I think you probably have to go on a Friday or Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put that on my checklist of places to go on Friday or Saturday and sit at the bar and just put out my feelers and be like, hey.
Yeah. Weren't you guys supposed to go down to the Beltline to that one place we were talking about that I always find that's packed and on Formula One Saturdays or Sundays?
Yepa is a blast.
Right?
Yeah, Yepa's one of like my hot spots. There's one in Buckhead and then there's one in on the Beltline too.
Are there certain places around Atlanta that are just more pro single men than others? Like, and she's saying Kristen's also saying it. They look like they were professional as well. Mm-hmm. Together, like, where do you go for that?
I've heard that. I've heard that Yebo is like the hotspot happy hour place. But for me, there's a couple of bars that I know I can sit at and it's going to be social. Like Del Bar in Buckhead. Like if you go to that outside patio, oh my gosh, it's a blast. It's beautiful. The drinks are great. Yepa's kind of the same way where it's a very social atmosphere, a very social bar. I do like the St. Regis if you're ready to ball out for $25 on a cocktail.
What about the outside bar at Little Alley Steak?
Oh, and the outside bar at Little Alley Steak. Late, yes. Yeah. I'm actually going there this week.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm posting up. I'm on the hunt.
My brother's but now I'm on the hunt for you. I really was. I was like, there's got to be a good one here somewhere.
There's got to be someone somewhere. Atlanta is filled with hot singles, me being one of them. And I just have to find my counterpart. He's out there. We're going to find him at some point.
I would love to know from some of you that are outside the perimeter, like what places outside the perimeter are you going to find these dudes also? So hit us up at producer@theburtshow.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.